Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, look for abundant sunshine with high temperatures working up into the middle 50s. Then for tonight, gradually increasing cloudiness, a low of 35. Cloud cover into the day on Saturday with a high of 57. And then skies clear out once again on your Sunday with a milder high of 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now it's 27.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. An 18-year-old who caused a public pool in Leavenworth to temporarily close this summer has been sentenced to prison for threats he made. Landon W. Burgess, 18, has been sentenced to 29 months in prison for an incident that happened over the summer. The prison sentence follows his conviction for threats he made on Snapchat that focused on an employee of Woolman Pool in Leavenworth. Burgess sent a photo of himself holding a gun pointed at the camera in a threatening manner. One person has died in an accident just after 11:30 in the morning yesterday in Sheridan County. A 2015 Freightliner M2 driven by Tyler Warren Wynn, 30 of Salina, was northbound on Kansas 23 at Road 120 South Junction. The truck traveled onto the east shoulder, and as the driver overcorrected, the truck then crossed both lanes, overturned on the west shoulder, crossed both lanes again, and then came to rest on its wheels in the east ditch. Wynn was pronounced dead at the scene. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go online to FloydSells.com.
A jury in Johnson County found a Kansas teen guilty in the July 2022 death of 29-year-old Daniel Ward. Kingston Blaze Kohlieber, 15 of Olathe, was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter and criminal use of a weapon in Ward's death, as according to the Johnson County District Attorney's Office. First responders found Ward with head trauma that police investigators determined to be a gunshot wound. Kohlieber was initially arrested and charged with first-degree murder. As according to the district attorney's office, he is scheduled for sentencing on December 8th. Early Thursday morning, fire crews were called to a structure fire in Stockton. That's according to a social media report from the Rooks County Sheriff's Office. Search and rescue located one fatality inside the structure, and the Kansas State Fire Marshal's office has been called to assist Stockton Fire and Rooks County Sheriff's Office with the investigation. Now, additional information will be released after the conclusion of the investigation. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. A St. Paul man will be sentenced in January for a fatal car crash in which a man and an unborn child were killed. Gary Williams, 63, stands convicted of DUI motor vehicle homicide and motor vehicle homicide of an unborn child. He was arrested after a two-car crash April 6th on Highway 281 and White Cloud Road, which is about 2 miles north of Grand Island. Hall County court records did show that Williams pleaded no contest on Thursday and was convicted of the two motor vehicle homicide charges. Officers with the North Platte Police Department were called to the 900 block of South Taft on Wednesday around 3:50 after receiving the report of an assault. The victim told officers they were attempting to move out of 60-year-old Jahi Dumasani's home. Dumasani accused the victim of trying to steal from him and threatened to chop off their head. Dumasani was taken to the Lincoln County Detention Center. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store have been sold, but all of their valued associates, including manager Jenny Swarthout, will remain. The new owners, along with Jenny, want the inventory lowered, so all excess inventory is 10% to 50% off, with smoking deals like reclining sofas and love seats at $488, dual reclining sectionals at $1199, and queen mattresses at $177. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Veterans Day will be observed Friday as a federal holiday. Veterans Day is always November 11th. Because that date falls on a Saturday this year, the federal holiday will be observed Friday. A number of city, county, state, and federal offices will be closed in observance of Veterans Day. Blue Rapids Community has activities planned Saturday with a free will lunch beginning 11 a.m. at the community center. Parade scheduled at 1. All vets encouraged to participate and should line up at 12:30 on the square. They may ride in golf carts, and children are encouraged to ride bikes, and people may also participate with pets. Kansas State High School Activities Association will provide complimentary admission to all sectional championship football games Friday. Active military veterans and one guest invited to watch the Kansas student athletes participate in playoff football at no charge. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County Wednesday morning. A semi-truck driven by 51-year-old Jeffrey Davis of Topeka overturned after leaving U.S. 36 west of 19th Terrace, striking a post and a field drive. The driver was transported to CMH in Marysville with minor injuries. Marysville Advocate publishers Sharon and Sarah Kessinger were recently inducted into the Kansas Newspaper Hall of Fame. Joining the late Howard Kessinger, who was inducted as well in 2006. Howard and wife Sharon bought the Advocate in 1975, and daughter Sarah returned to Marysville and took over operations some years ago. The mother-daughter duo are among 34 inducted this year and also among 7 women of the 142 total. They commented on the honor.
I've learned so much and have enjoyed such a wonderful relationship with so many people because of what journalism allows you to do and in meeting people daily, new people covering new topics and just broadening your horizon every day.
I'm just happy to have been in a great community that accepted us and nurtured us and taught us a lot of things.
Sarah and Sharon Kessinger will be guests on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Landall Company founder Don Landall was among 5 individuals inducted into the initial Hall of Fame class recognized by Farm Equipment Magazine as a Shortline Legends manufacturer. The presentation was made at the annual Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association and Equipment Marketing Distribution Joint Convention in Kansas City. An Omaha native with Marysville ties is among 3 that will be inducted into the Nebraska Baseball Hall of Fame. Brian Dunsing is the son of Kent and Sherry Dunsing, former Marysville residents, and his grandson of Arlene Dunsing and Lauren and Barb Roloff of Marysville. With Christmas approaching, Operation Christmas Child will again conduct a contribution drive next week. Larry Dutch talks more about the effort. Samantha A. Ekstrom, 8-year-old daughter of Matthew and Brittany Ekstrom of Vermilion, passed away November 1st at the Children's Hospital in Kansas City. Funeral service Saturday 10:30 at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Salem Lutheran Cemetery south of Axtell. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Samantha Ekstrom. Keith W. Weir, age 72 of Wymore, passed away November 7th. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home. Burial in the Blue Spring Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Keith Weir.
Operation Christmas Child provides shoeboxes filled with small toys, hygiene items, and school supplies as a means of reaching out to children. And each shoebox is a gift with a child who may have never have received a gift in their life. In Marshall County, there's a drop-off location in Waterville, Kansas, at the United Methodist Church down there. In Washington, Kansas, there's a drop-off location there. At the Washington Christian Church, there's a drop-off location at the church in Sebessa. The Northridge Church, if people don't have the opportunity to get a shoebox, they can go online, type into their search engine, build a shoebox online, and it would cost $25 for that, and that covers the shipping and everything.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Calling all veterans. Marysville Junior Senior High invites everyone to attend our Veterans Day program, Friday, November 10th at 10 a.m. in the new gym. If you are a veteran or will be bringing a veteran, please arrive by 9:40 a.m. Our students are excited to honor you by escorting you and introducing you during our program.
We encourage you to bring pictures, uniforms, and other memorabilia from your time in the service to share and reminisce. After the program, join us for a delicious breakfast and a chance to visit and share stories. We look forward to honoring you and your service to our country on Friday, November 10th.
An evening with Acoustic Eidolon will be featured at the Memorial Presbyterian Church this Friday, 7 until 9 p.m. Husband and wife Joe and Hannah Scott return to Marysville with their unique cello and guitar music. Original compositions, this concert is free and open to the public Friday evening at 7, Memorial Presbyterian Church, Marysville.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As a large area of high pressure dominates our weather pattern for today, looking to stay seasonably cool for this time of year, with highs working up into the middle 50s, and we'll see abundant sunshine across the area as well. Then for tonight, gradually increasing cloud cover, and the clouds will stick with us into the day on Saturday as a warm frontal boundary looks to work up from the southwest. High temperatures still in the 50s there for your Saturday, and then as skies clear out completely on Sunday, and we have more of a south-to-southwest wind, some milder air back into the region, Sunday's highs up closer to the mid-60s. That stretch of sunny and mild weather continues, at least through the early part of the next work week. For Monday, mid-60s for highs. For Tuesday, middle to upper 60s, and upper 60s possibly as high as 70 by Wednesday and right into your Thursday as well. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-November 57, record high on this date 81. The average low 34 and the record low 10 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:05, sunset this evening at 5:18. It's 26 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 10th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Valley Heights Drama Club presents their fall musical, Yearbook Reflection, this Saturday and Sunday at the Waterville Opera House. Show times are Saturday at 2 p.m. with a second showing at 7 p.m., while Sunday's performance will be a matinee at 2 p.m. A blend of humor, compassion, and willpower. Take a trip down memory lane with Valley Heights Drama Club's fall musical, Yearbook Reflection. Show times on Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m. and a Sunday showing at 2 p.m. Performances at the Waterville Opera House with a free will donation.
We don't have to tell that harvest season is here. And while you're working the fields, Kramer Oil is on the road for you. Kramer Oil's commercial fuel delivery brings premium fuel right to your farm, making sure your machinery never skips a beat. Fast, reliable, and always on time. Because during harvest season, every second counts. Keep your farm running smooth with the name that's been there through it all. Kramer Oil. Our family serving yours for generations.
It was a win-win for the Bears on Thursday night. Hey, everybody, I'm Brian Clark with sports. Week 10 of the NFL season opened with two teams sporting a combined three wins. It was the Panthers visiting the Bears. Chicago rookie Tyson Bagent threw for 162 yards in his fourth straight start, and it was Deontay Foreman who gave the Bears the lead for good in the third quarter.
Second down and goal at the four-yard line. Bagent with a back to his right, Mooney in motion. He hands off Foreman, twisting, diving into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bears have the lead.
From ESPN 1000 Chicago's, the Bears win at 16-13. And while the win did not do much for the Bears in the NFC standings, beating Carolina did help their odds at a top pick in the draft next year. They have the Panthers' first-round pick. Bears head coach Matt Eberflus praised his rookie quarterback after the game.
We did well today was he didn't put the ball in harm's way and gave us a chance to win.
The NBA visited Mexico City, where the Hawks and Magic had a wild finish. It was DeJounte Murray who played the hero for Atlanta.
Trey driving, Trey to the basket. Trey goes underneath, throws it in the corner. DeJounte, a three is good. DeJounte Murray just knocked down a three from the corner, and the Hawks take the lead.
From 92.9 the game to 3 gave the Hawks a 120-119 lead, and that was the final. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 54 points for the Bucks last night in Indiana, but two costly turnovers and a clutch shot from Tyrese Halliburton gave the Pacers a needed rally.
Beasley, Halliburton crossing, now between the legs, a three is on the way and right through the middle.
From 1070 the Fan, that made it 122-121 Indiana. Halliburton had 29 in the Pacers' 126-124 win. Top 25 college football, 11th ranked Louisville came from behind to beat Virginia. In top 25 basketball, it was Michigan State over Southern Indiana. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
For Friday Night Football in our broadcast feature, a 6 o'clock kick for Valley Heights hosting Medicine Lodge live on FM 95.5. Axtell is home to Osborne. We'll have the 7 o'clock kick on our sister station out of Glen Elder, available online on the Sunflower State Radio Network. Hanover plays host to Frankfort Friday evening. College basketball action Friday, Kansas State, 6 p.m. pregame on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 6:30. We'll join that in progress following high school football on FM 95.5.
The Blue Rapids American Legion Post 169 invites all to a Veterans Day parade November 11th, starting at 1 p.m. around the square in Blue Rapids. A free will offering lunch will be served at 11 a.m. in the community center, while Marshall County's own retired Colonel Carol McKinney will speak during lunch. Any veteran is encouraged to participate in the parade, while the use of a golf cart or other vehicle is recommended. Pets welcomed in the pet parade, while the Marysville American Legion Riders will join the festivities as well. A salute to all those who have served with the Blue Rapids American Legion Post 169 Veterans Day Parade, November 11th, starting at 1 p.m.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time again for another Larry Steckline Report.
Land values, are they going up or down? Still going up. About 9% over a year ago. In the last report that's filed by the bankers across the country, and that feels good, although let me tell you, this is the first quarter where land value increases were less than 10% since the first quarter of 2021. The Chicago Federal Reserve District includes Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and that's the states we're talking about. Good farm country, not locally where you and I are sitting. In the meantime, I think there'd be a lot of things that would be similar. Quite honestly, maybe not quite as good. Any event, as has been true for the last year or so, Indiana has led the increase in farm prices at about 23% over a year ago. The increase for the second quarter this year, zero. That's right. Appears to show a topping of land values around the country for at least the states of Iowa, Illinois, Indiana. Small increases for the second quarter, while Wisconsin had a more healthy increase at 6%. Interest rates are higher, no doubt about that, averaging about 7.3% for real estate loans, operating loans about a percent higher than that. A table shows the percentage of loans with severe or major repayment problems. 1.3% has major repayment problems right now in this area, in that area that I just talked about, the lowest ever recorded. Now that's what's got me excited.
That again is Larry Steckline with the CAKE News at Larry Steckline Report. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
There will be a land auction, 154 acres more or less, in Oquito Township, Marshall County, for the Alvin Poppin family, selling Friday, November 10th, 10 a.m. at the Oquito City Hall. 154 acres more or less, 124 acres cropland, located from the Lone Elm Corner on U.S. 77 at Cherokee Road, 2 miles west to 7th Road, then 3/4 mile north on 7th, farms on the east side of the road about a mile and a half from the state line. 121 planted crop acres, mostly fenced grassland. There are a few waterways. Farms been in a corn and bean rotation along a good township road and has access to grain elevators by County Rock Road or Blacktop. This land auction for the Alvin Poppin family, Friday, November 10th, begins at 10 a.m. at the Oquito City Hall. For inspection or details, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Rob Olmsted or Tom Olmsted. Olmsted Real Estate will be the auctioneer.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas State University is working on a research project with the University of Georgia to learn about climate smart production. University of Georgia engineer Glenn Rains discusses what the 4D Climate Smart Farm is and what they hope it'll provide to farmers. He begins by explaining what 4D stands for.
So the 4Ds is the digital and data-driven demonstration farm. So the 4Ds is the digital and data-driven demonstration. So one of the overall goals is to have a working farm, primarily using precision ag tools and data management tools that are commercially available, so that we can give farmers some feedback on the costs and the benefits of using those in a real situation. So we're tracking all the inputs, all the production costs, all the outputs, and can hopefully give them that information.
Rain says that they plan to create a diversified farm so they can have a better understanding of how things interact and create a difference in sustainability efforts.
So one of the things we're doing is we're integrating livestock production in with our crop rotation. So we're trying to assess sort of that diversification to improve the production by one way we're going to be looking at is how to utilize sort of cattle, livestock waste to help reduce outside inputs of fertilizer, and then also utilizing the things like cover crops in the winter and summer crops as well to feed the cattle. Looking at ways of increasing sort of beneficial insect populations through the cover crops, reducing reliance on outside chemicals, trying to also look at this from a sustainable system. It's not just a precision ag system.
They also want to be able to show producers how different tools on their operation could support them.
You know, every farm is unique, so every solution is not the same, but we'll show that this solution, you know, and how it works and how they can potentially adopt some of these practices. We also, you know, part of the economic assessment is to develop what we call enterprise budgets, which would help farmers like plug in numbers and come out with this is what it's going to cost me. This is sort of what I expect to get out of it. So the main thing is to demonstrate to them what these things are and what benefits they would be for them if they utilize them.
That was University of Georgia engineer Glenn Rains, who is leading a project that Kansas State University is a part of that is looking into how climate smart production can contribute to agriculture producers. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has protein tubs ready for your cattle nutrition needs. 2810 with urea, 4017 with urea, and 25 all natural. Give Bob Lindquist a call to see which is perfect for your herd. Sunflower and bird feeds also in at After Hours Feed Supply. Call Bob or Todd Lindquist in Blue Rapids.
Fresh, canned, or frozen. If that is your produce predicament, we have some help on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 10th, the 314th day of the year. Actress Mackenzie Phillips was born on this day, and in 1969, Sesame Street debuted on PBS TV. For taste, texture, and nutrients, nothing beats vegetables fresh from the garden. But what's the best option during the winter months? Surprisingly, frozen or canned varieties often come out ahead when compared to out-of-the-season produce at the supermarket. Here's why. Canned or frozen fruits and vegetables are usually processed within hours of being picked. Their so-called fresh counterparts often spend weeks in transport and on the shelf, losing nutrients all the while. But here's an important caveat. Packaged produce sometimes has added sodium, fat, or sugar. So keep an eye on those ingredients labels. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine, 26 degrees this hour. Seasonal highs, mid to upper 50s on tap for your Friday. More of the same heading into the weekend.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. Kenny Poto's 16 points helped Wichita State defeat Western Kentucky last night, 71-61 at Charles Koch Arena. Poto also contributed 11 rebounds for the Shockers, who are now 2-0. Xavier Bell scored 14 points. Harlan Beverly added 13 points. Kansas State is right in the middle of a logjam with five teams with 4-2 conference records and trails Texas and Oklahoma State by a game in the Big 12 football standings. This coming Saturday, K-State will host Baylor for a 2 p.m. kickoff. That game will be on ESPN+. And Kansas is right smack dab in the middle of other teams with 4-2 conference records right behind Texas and Oklahoma State. Kansas does host Texas Tech Saturday morning, 11 a.m. That game will be broadcast on Fox Sports 1. Texas Tech does enter the contest at 4-5, 3-3 in the conference. Mid-America Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
Burwell is Burwell. Burwell Construction.
For the third time this season, the Turnpike Tussle has appeared on the calendar, and this time number 4 Emporia State gets the upper hand, defeating number 1 Washburn 3-2 in the MIAA Soccer Tournament semifinals. Number 4 Emporia State will now take on number 2 Central Missouri for the second straight season in the MIAA Tournament Championship on Saturday at 8 o'clock. This is Emporia State's third straight championship match as well. The Big 12 is expanding its reach into different time zones and into different sports. The conference is adding beach volleyball and women's lacrosse, it announced on Thursday. Both sports will begin competing in the Big 12 in the 24-25 season. The Big 12 lineup in beach volleyball will include Arizona, Arizona State, TCU, and Utah. Big 12 women's lacrosse will include Arizona State, Colorado, and Cincinnati. This is Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Trace Tall.
On our KNDY Friday night featured game of the week, the 8-2 Valley Heights Mustangs host the 8-2 Medicine Lodge Indians in sectional action. With only 8 teams remaining vying for a state title, head coach Cody Trimble says his team is battle-tested and ready.
We've seen just about everything on defense that we're going to see this year. I think no matter what they do, we'll find answers some way, somehow.
Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. on KNDY FM 95.5 in the mobile app and online.
Friday night football in our broadcast feature, a 6 o'clock kick for Valley Heights hosting Medicine Lodge live on FM 95.5. Axtell is home to Osborne. We'll have a 7 o'clock kick on our sister station out of Glen Elder, available online on the Sunflower State Radio Network. Hanover plays host to Frankfort Friday evening. College basketball action Friday, Kansas State, 6 p.m. pregame on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 6:30. We'll join that in progress following high school football on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
So sorry, I keep interrupting. What were you gonna say? You caught him cheating. I don't blame you for walking away. I know where you're coming from. It sounds like where I've been. Oh, there I go. Interrupting your story once again. Go on, go on. You were saying how a fool can only fool you so long. It's true.